Amud Beis, Rashi on the Mishnah. Hashniya, Shniya L'Rayus, Shem Yidibri Seferim, Kamafurish V'Yivamas Perek Beis. So there's a list over there of the Isser, secondary Isserim of Arayus. There's the primary Arayus, and there's a secondary Arayus called Shniyas, and those are Mirabonin. So Einlan Ksuba. So Mishnah said, Ma'enus, Hashniya, V'Ailanus, don't have Ksuba. Mimenis, why not? Shum de me'atma yoyt, so she leaves him, so he doesn't have to pay for that. Shnia is knasa de rabbananhu. The shnia, it's a knas that the chum gave to her, that she loses her ksuba, by agreeing to marry. It's something which was a marriage which is improper, so she loses her ksuba. Kamina be vamos parakesh matoris. She's the one who is convincing him to marry her. In this marriage, she's not affected. She does not become possible. Many marriages, the woman marries, it puts psulim on her. She becomes a chololo, she becomes etc. But nothing happens over to her. Uvlada kosher, and the child is also kosher, as opposed to if she marries, case of a grusha or a chalutza to a kohen hedyot, the child becomes a cholol, and she becomes a chololo. So over there, we assume that he had to convince her to enter into such a union. So then she doesn't lose her ksuba. Island is no ksuba. Mishum the mechotos. So the whole thing is a mechotos. That's why there's no ksuba. What does it mean, vain? There's below Paris? So it means din Paris. There's no din of Paris, which means, when he gets Paris, in payment for that, he's inscribed to take the responsibility to redeem her if she's captured. So, he doesn't have a chiyuv over here. So ein lo, v'im nishpeis, ein lo chayav l'toisa. So therefore, if she would be captured, he doesn't have a chiyuv to redeem her more than any person in Klai Yisrael has a chiyuv to contribute to help. It's not his responsibility to lay out the money, etc. Why? It's like suba kiksuba. All of the different things which are referred to as tonight suba, the different conditions they range in marriage, all fall under why they call them tanai ksuba. Just say these are responsibilities a person has when he gets married. They told him tanai ksuba to give him the halacha like the ksuba. We keep the ein lo ksuba, ein lo tanai ksuba. So if there's no ksuba, there's no tanai ksuba. So that's why the halacha refers to them as tanai ksuba. So that's the first pshat in Rashi, that the phrase v'lo peiros, which seems referring to what he gets, that the peiros belong to him. So what does it mean? She doesn't have peiros. So it means she doesn't have the corresponding responsibility the husband gets normally because he gets peiros. She doesn't have that responsibility the husband has to compensate her. Okay. Vis the Amri, Kloimar, Af Loi Paris. So it means that she doesn't get Paris. So what does it mean she doesn't get Paris? Im Auckland, if the husband would consume the Paris, Ein Meshalom Lo Paris Nixim Aluk Shachal. He doesn't have to reimburse her. Now, what's the And the chiddush is, the husband's right to eat the peiros is because he's responsible for pikuna. Here we have a woman, he's not responsible for pikuna. She has no right to the peiros. So they belong to her, so he took her peiros, he has to pay her back. That's what we should have argued. Okay. So Valvagab the climb on the Pirka, the Liel, Tiktu Perikuna, Takas Paris Nixemalug, Shuaichel, that Perikuna corresponds to Paris Nixemalug, Kiriknan, Lakasim law imtishaboy, Afarkinoch, even if he did not write in the Ksuba the phrase, if you are captured, I will redeem you. He still has to redeem her because it's one of the Tanai Ksuba, something Chazal put in place. The condition of Tanai Ksuba of redemption continues, and I'll bring you, take you back as my wife. So he doesn't have that option over here, and therefore he has no Chia Prakuna. He should have no right to the Paris. If he eats them, he should not have to reimburse. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have. He should have to reimburse. So he doesn't have to reimburse. Why? The Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba. So now we're going to use the deal Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba the other way around. Kehecha the Kansur Rabbanon the Legavi Nichsei Tzern Barzo Shechnitzo La Mishalov. So just like she doesn't collect what's written in the Ksuva, so what's written in the Ksuva besides the basic key of Ksuva and the Tosefis is also written in the Ksuva all of the Nixei Tzern Barzel, all of the dowry. So she doesn't collect the remainders of the dowry that's part of the Knas that she gets. So just like she doesn't get the Ksuva, she doesn't get the Tanai Ksuba. She doesn't get a claim of payment for the payers. Whatever that she brought into the marriage, she doesn't get a bad Bataris Ksuba based on the Din of Ksuba. So if the item is still intact, we'll discuss later on if the item is still here. If the item is not here, and we say that he owes her, he doesn't owe her something which has been evaluated and recorded in the Ksuba as part of what they brought into the marriage, and he has a commitment to reimburse when he divorces, well, when she walks out, he doesn't have a commitment to reimburse. If it turns out with Mechatos, he doesn't have a commitment to reimburse. Right? In the case of Shnia, the Kanas, he doesn't have a commitment to reimburse. If the item is there, it belongs there, so let her take it. Right? That's a different question. But the same way he doesn't have a chiyuv to reimburse, he doesn't have a chiyuv to pay back for the payers nixei malug that he took. Kansuna milatikim b'nei payers shalokol b'tanai ksuba shalperi shutanai bezdin sheno kosu b'shtar ksuba v'aft. And that's what it means v'aft in payers. Yeah.
In normal purchasing and selling contracts, they just give back what each one is given in the contract, if I remember correctly. What if it's been some period of time and somebody bought grain and took the grain and had it milled? Now the original item is not the original item anymore.
So he went over it. He went over it. He went owe money for it.
So give money for it.
Yeah.
But here, we're not saying that.
See, because the mechatos, well, here, what he's generating over here is the ischaibus. The ischaibus was generated. There's the marriage. The marriage is the mechatos. The ksuba is different commitments he made based on that. So he doesn't have those commitments. So we're not arguing about the item. So the item's intact. It belongs there, so let her take it. We're arguing the fact that he committed, if something happens to the item, he's going to pay her for it. He didn't commit that under these circumstances. He didn't commit. So now the item's no longer here, so what does he have to pay for it? So the same way that's true on the Nixei Tzern Barzel, which have been documented in the Ksuba, that's true on the Nixei Paris Malug. He ate them as part of the marriage. One thing he says, I'm walking out. He says, well, and by the way, why don't you pay me back for what? I ate it already. So, but Elamai, what they're saying, I committed at the time. I should, you know, you should get it right to get it back. I never committed to that. I committed. There's no. I don't have that commitment in a mechel. In a mechel tov. Okay. Became mizonis nami. Tonight subaninu. So Mishnah says, and there's no mizonis. So does it mean? Come on, but prepare, pastor. I mean, in case of omru, a man is in lo mizonis. So that's what the words that they say. The word Paris means of afdin Paris. There's no ksuva, there's also no din peris, which means the chiyuv to pay for the peris, or the and the dinim of the pirkuna because the peris don't exist. Compare pasul omrinan ketsad omrin memanis en lux mazonis. What does it mean? Memanis doesn't have mazonis. Yitayochal loymer biyoshevis taktov. Well, as long as she hasn't been Mamayan yet, and if she's living with him, so of course, yes, he does have a Chiyah Peris, Mazonis. So what's the case of a man that doesn't have Mazonis? After she's Mamayan, of course she has a Mazonis, she's not married with him. And while she's married to him, she's not Mamayanis yet. So what does the words mean? So it means like this. The husband left town, and while the husband was away, so the woman borrowed money to pay for her needs. So normally the halacha is the husband comes back and pays back the loans. That he had a chiyuv to support her. He didn't leave her money to support. So she had to borrow money to support. So he comes back and he pays for the support, which was spent while he was away. Meanwhile, this woman was Mamayan. So he says, that's very nice that you borrowed money, but once you're Mamayan, I'm not going to pay back your chayvus. Say to Michelle. So even though the chayv took place while they were married, it means the chayv took place while he had a chiyuv to pay for her mazonis, but that now that she's Mamayan and she's the oikar of the marriage, He doesn't have to retroactively, that loan that she took no longer is his responsibility. What does that mean? Shechake begadim shevia loy b'shuma v'lovshen hu ena machzirin lak b'tziyasa. So she brought as part of the Nadan, as part of the Nadunya, she brought into the marriage begotten, and they were used. So normally when they get divorced, even though the item has been used and it's worn out, so in some way it's not the same item which she brought in, and her right is to either get, if the item is intact, she gets the item, if not, she gets payment. By regular gerushin, she takes the worn out item. So she could argue that even though it's worn out, it's not the same item, it's still, she has a right to it, and he'll pay her the difference. Over here, she does not walk away with the worn out begotten. Something which is intact, which belongs to her, she takes, but this is not really intact, it's worn out. So it's like a different item. It's a rag. It's a shmata. It's not a piece of clothing anymore. So she wants the shmatas. He says, there's no way. I want the shmatas. So he gets to keep the shmatas. Let's say, however, the man of the kain gadol, grusha chutz of the kain hadyit, all those cases, yesh lahen lo ksuba, He does have to pay the ksuba. She psula ublad apostle. In such a marriage, she becomes affected, and her child becomes affected. Ayin nesuin through this marriage. If he took ena margiloso, she would not have convinced the husband to marry her, knowing that it's going to affect her or her children. She cares about that too much. She would not do it. So we have to assume elohu margilo. He's the one who convinced her. Therefore, the so therefore, it's only appropriate that when we correct this aveira, the responsibility for it is placed by the husband, so he has to pay her ksuba. Okay. So the more Rav Tony, Tana Yotze beget Ein Lo Ksuba. In a case where they married the girl through this kedushin derabbanan, the father wasn't. The father marries her off as kedushin derais, etc. The father's not alive. So Chomer Masakana a marriage that the mother and the brother or the brothers can marry her off as a form of protection for the girl. And now the husband decides to divorce her. So Rav understands that that goes into the lach of Mimanis. Anytime we're going to dissolve this marriage, so there's no ksuba. Rav Tana Yotze Beget, he understands the Mishnah that Tana Yotze Beget ain't no ksuba, but Koshkin Mimanis. So if that's true, if the husband divorces her, it's for sure true if she walks out on her own. But in neither case does he have to pay her ksuba. It's not really a marriage. It's a tekanah derabanan that they can live together, as it were. So when they get divorced, he doesn't really owe her ksuba. Shmuel Tani Mimanis ain luksuba. Al yetz beget yesh luksuba. Shmuel says if he divorces her, he owes her ksuba. Mion acts as it's a act of dissolving the marriage. So if you dissolve the marriage, you don't pay. But if he divorces her, that's a form of respecting the marriage and the husband deciding to divorce her. So he has to pay the ksuba. What does Shmuel say? Tamar Shmuel, Mimanis ain luksuba, Yetzu beget yesh luksuba. So by the case where she does miyun, there's no ksuba. But if he divorces her with the get, he has to pay ksuba. Mimanis leposli min ha'achin, leposli min ha'kohuna, Yetzu beget posli min ha'achin, nifsla min ha'kohuna, uposli min ha'kohuna. So Reuben marries a woman, Reuben divorces her, she can never marry any of Reuben's brothers because she's Eshazach, she's an erstwhile Eshazach. The Yisra Eshazach continues even after the divorce. In the case of Miun, so it's like there never was a marriage. It dissolves the marriage as if it never existed, so she'd be permitted to marry a brother. She can marry a kohen, she's not a grusha. But if he gives her a get, even though he's giving a get to this girl who's only married bin Rabbanan, see, bin Rabbanan, she's also to all the brothers, she's like an eshazach after a grusha zachiv. And she's possibly in a kohuna, bin Rabbanan, she's considered a grusha. Now, Chomer Masakin, that after a woman gets divorced, she has to wait 3 months before she remarries.
Three months,
because by then, if she's pregnant, then it would be visible to make sure that we know that the yichus of a child, whether it's from the first husband or from the second husband. Now, a girl who's a katana cannot become pregnant, so really, there's no need for a katana to wait.
But an old woman.
But there's a loy plug. Chama set up a loy plug that any woman who gets divorced has to wait 3 months. So if he divorces the ketana, she has to wait 3 months before she remarries. But in the case of miyun, it's not divorce. So that doesn't go to the loy plug.
Or yeah,
Okay.
That's the role of the plug, right?
Okay.
Right. Because if we're going to allow this woman to wait 3 months, we'd get confused, and we're going to allow other women not to wait 3 months. If we were, but the case of Miyun, nobody will make that mistake and confuse them, because the whole act of Miyun is the antithesis of divorce. It's a totally different process. So I said, well, this woman who got divorced didn't have to wait. This woman, no, they said, this woman who had Miyun, they're not going to confuse the two, but if he divorces her, it's all part of the package. If this woman didn't have to wait 3 months, people will say that woman doesn't have to wait 3 months either. They won't necessarily realize the difference of the age, etc. Okay. So we see clearly in many halachas that Shmuel differentiates between when the man divorces her, even though the kedusha is only darbana, but it functions like the equivalent of a regular divorce, as opposed to Miyun, which is a totally different process, and it's a different din. So that's what Shmuel says over here, that she'll get a ksuva. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, my Kamashmon, what is Shmuel teaching us? Tanina, the Kula, all of these halachas that Shmuel says are not Shmuel's chiddush, they're all Mishnayos. Memanis be'ish, who mutter b'krevav se'ah, v'hi mutteres b'krevav. If a girl does miyun, so she's allowed to marry his relative, and vice versa, which means the marriage is totally dissolved, like they never were married, so she can marry his relatives. As opposed to when a man divorces a woman, most of the rayas remain intact. Well, the pasuk minakuna, there's no din of grusha on her. She's mutter to marry kayin. But nosan laget, if he would give this girl who's married a kedushin rabbanim with a get, who asur b'krevav seha v'yasur b'krevav, they remain asur in the relatives. Who pasuk minakuna, mishichal lahamtan gimel chadashim. Sorry, pasuk minakuna. So, and she's considered divorced. So she's also took a kayin. Some more answers, you're right. Shechel hamtan gimel chadashim itzuchelei deloy tanan. The Mishnah does not say, however, that she has to wait 3 months. Even though she's a ketana, and Shmuel is adding that gerushin is gerushin. She has to wait 3 months, but if she has miyun, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rav Tani Ketana Hayetze Be'et Ein Laksuva. Kesavra Ein Nesui Ketana Elke Mefuta Ba'alma. The fact that he took the girl back in Kufa Mabez, the Rashi's right after the Mishnah. So Rav holds that which he was living with her, even if he divorces her with a get, it's not really a marriage. It's a mafuta ba'alma. It's a woman that he's convinced to live with him. And then when he takes leave of her, he doesn't know her in a ksuba. So the same thing over here. It's a situation with the chamim allowed for the benefit of the protection of the girl. So they live together, but the fact they live together doesn't generate any prohibition of relatives, like we know that a person is allowed if Reuben is ma'anis or mafata a woman, they have relations not in the context of marriage. The son is allowed to marry that woman. Subsequently, the son can marry that woman. This woman lived with his father, but it doesn't make a difference. It's only if this woman was there was a marriage to the father, not if there was just living not in the context of marriage. So a case of miyun dissolves the marriage like it didn't exist. So the fact that they live together remains like a case of mafuta. Mishum grusha. She's not considered a grusha to a make her prohibited to a kayin. Shein ela gerushin. It's not a gerushin. Ela kiris nesuin or rishonim. The amri efshi b'kedusha imi. It's an act of uprooting the marriage. She says, "I do not want. I'm not happy with this marriage that my mother made for me." So It's not gerushin. It's not a marriage which existed, which is then being terminated. It's uprooting the whole marriage to start with. After miyud, the akatina l'nesuin. So because she uprooted the marriage. She doesn't go under the umbrella of the tikkun the chum said. The chol shar hanasuas shechikos lavdan achi yitzias mivalein shoshe chadoshim. She doesn't go into that umbrella rule that any woman who is married who gets divorced has to wait 3 months because she's not getting divorced. Yotze beget shechikos lavdan if divorces her, so then she has to wait. Babagav the leka lasuke katana b'mubaris. Even though we know that she's not pregnant. The Chachamim did not want to start differentiating the Tekanas. They said all across the board, all women who get divorced have to wait 3 months. Okay. Something more. Let me continue. This machlokes, this dinim that Shmuel says seems to be dependent on the machlokes tanoi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. The act of marriage is not a marriage. So even while they're living together, the husband does not get the normal status and rights of a husband. He doesn't. The mother marries her off. She finds a metziah. So normally the metziah of an isha goes to her husband. The maisidaim of the woman go to her husband. He doesn't get the maisidaim or the metziahs. He has no right to be made for her nadorim. If she dies, he's not yerusher. If he's the kohen, he can't be metama for her. Kol shadaver, eina keisha lechol daver. Rabbi Eliezer says she's not married. Elos etzichamim. The only din that she has is she can't leave without a due process of miyun. But she's not really married. It's not a full marriage. Yeshua, I remember my sektana klum. The action that was done is valid. Mubala zakar b'mitziyosu, my siyadeo, b'forst of the rea, v'yarsho matamalo. Kol shodover, rei kish l'chodover, el shayotze b'miyun. Yeshua says that we look at her as fully married, but with this caveat that she's able to dissolve the marriage. But till that happens, she's married. So Lema Rav, Damar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav looks at this marriage like Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, even if he gives her a get, there's no chiyuv ksuba because it's not really a marriage. And Shmuel said, then no, if he divorces her, he has to pay a ksuba because they're married, like Rabbi Yeshua says. Shmuel Damar Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so that's the card of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. This machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer. Rav looks at. We understand if she dissolves a marriage, there's no ksuba. Everybody agrees to that. If he divorces her, it means they're looking at it as a process of marriage, and he's divorcing her, so why shouldn't he pay her ksuba? Because, like Rabbi Eliezer, they never really remarried. Even before the miyun, even without miyun, they never really married. And Rabbi Shuva says that they were. That's what Shmuel says, that the get would. Require a ksuba. More says no. I'll leave it to Eliezer, Kalam Lepligi. Karna Eliezer, everybody's going to agree. Even Shmuel will agree that there's no ksuba. But, Kipli, I'll leave it to Rishua. But Rav is arguing, even according to Rishua, who says that there is all of these halachas of marriage on her. So Shmuel says, well, if it's all halachas of marriage, if he divorces her, he has to bring ksuba. So Shmuel is easy. Rav says, no, even like Rishua, I can agree to Rishua as well. Shmuel is like the simple understanding of Rishua. Rav says, I come to come to Rishua, hasam elam mididol didei. I'm a didei lididol loy. That all of the things that Rishua lists are benefits or control that the husband gets over her. So as long as they're married, so he gets her Maisiyadayim, he gets her Metzias, If she dies, he's Yerusher. Matama law, because since he's Yerusher, the Mor says, how can we Matama for her? Since he's Yerusher, we gave her a status like a Meis Mitzvah, because everybody else says, listen, he's getting all the money. Why? We should take care of her. He's saying, I'm a Kohen, I can't take care of her. So the poor girl is going to sit there. So we said, the Chomer Masakin, that that he would, she gets a din like a Meis Mitzvah, fine. But, that's really an adjunct to the halacha of Yerusher. But all we're saying is that all of the benefits the husband normally gets, he gets over here also. Rav says, but that he should pay her iksuva, that not. I'm sure we never discussed that. The other direction, what are his responsibilities to her, that is not discussed. Okay, let's see Rashi. Maybe let's not see Rashi. So we'll leave Rashi for tomorrow. And...